It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, different Moisturize Rolly 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Moisturize Rolly 903. Program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Golden Mayer's popular young comedian and the star of a Rally cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. That extra force and applause there was Jack Dempsey giving out a little more than usual. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what have you been cussing or fretting on this past week?
The usual thing, breathing, I guess.
Well, what have you been doing?
Oh, I had a lot of fun. I've been hanging around a lot of my old buddies, some cab drivers I worked with in New York.
Well, now, don't tell me you used to drive a cab.
Yeah, oh boy, it was fun in those days. Every Monday morning, the drivers would all meet in front of the dispatcher's office and compare fenders. Anybody with four was a sissy.
Well, Red, how's driving in New York compared to driving in California?
Well, in New York, when you hit somebody, it's called an accident. But in California, when you miss someone, it's called an accident. Hey, you know that slogan, one out of two might be you? The guys at Santa Anita are now laying 6-5. You know?
Well, all jokes aside, I have great respect for cab drivers.
Now, me too. You know, when people are out on a party and they've had, well, you know, instead of driving home, they should call a cab.
You mean when they've had, well, shall we say, one too many?
No, let's say when they're stinking drunk, huh?
Well, do you agree with the slogan then that...
I'm proud of that.
I say, do you agree with the slogan, if you can't keep your hands off the bottle, keep your feet off the throttle?
No, I believe if you drive high, you'll be buried low.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of that famous star, Walter Houston. Smoke this new Rolly 903. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new. All new. Smoke the new, all new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
Sings, oh, but I do.
You think I don't love you, oh, but I do. How can I show that I do? You think I don't get through. But I do. Oh, I get light-hearted too. First I'm singing, don't know why. Oh, but I do. I know that it's you I love. First I'm singing, then I'm sighing, then I'm flying high above. You think I don't know why? But I do.
Stories from our skeleton scrapbook of satire are about taxicabs.
That's something new.
During the war, taxicabs were at a premium. So let's look back a few years on a typical taxi passenger.
Get up out of that street. What is the matter with you?
Nothing at all, officer. Nothing at all.
What are you laying in that street for?
Well, you know a better way to stop a cab, huh? Now, I gotta get home. My wife by now has called every hospital in town.
Looking for you?
No, making reservations for me.
Will you get out of that street? You know some of the cab drivers are women.
Yeah, well, I think worth a nickel, isn't it? Huh?
Every night it's the same thing with you.
Oh, no, it's not. Sometimes it's worse, you know.
Well, here comes a taxi.
Hey.
Did you whistle at me, mister?
Yeah.
Fresh guy.
I like men cab drivers better than you. They're not as strong, you know.
So an innocent girl ain't safe after dark. I'm only trying to do my job, and wolves like you won't let me alone.
Would you please put me down? I don't like my feet dangling in the air. I want to go home.
Where do you live?
I don't give my address to strange women.
Something's wrong with you.
Well, what makes you say that?
You're wearing a waste paper basket for a hat.
Listen, girlie, if I want to throw away my head, that's my business. Now, come on, drive me home, will you? I'm in a hurry. My mother's coming home on furlough.
Why you're not in a booby hat.
I flunked my examination there. Come on, drive me home, eh?
Sorry, but I'm only going one block.
Okay, I'll drop you off there.
Look, Bob, I said I was only going one block.
Oh, no, you don't. You cab drivers are a little bit too independent. Now, you drive me home or I'll report you to the city hall and you'll lose your exercise license.
You mean franchise, don't you?
Oh, I'd have it your way. I always thought the word was franchise, but if you say exercise, okay.
Look, wise guy, I'll have you know I don't take nothing off of my customers.
You don't?
No.
Good, a free ride, huh? Now, if you don't mind, get going, will you?
Okay. Pour yourself back in the seat, drip.
Okay.
Oh, looks like we're only going to block after all. I'm out of gas.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm wise to that little trick. I saw you turn that key off. Who do you think I was born yesterday? Who do you think I was born? I saw you turn that ignition on.
Shut up and get out of my cab.
I'm staying right here.
I said out of my cab.
I said I'm staying right here.
Oh. You. What are you...
I told her I was going to stay here.
Chapter 2. Our competition is back and the taxicab wars echo through the cities again.
Well, here I am. Get it over with. My meter's running.
Yes, sir, boy. I like driving a cab better than I do driving a tractor. There's more money in it, you know. Last week I made $18, not counting the tips. Counting the tips, that was $17.50. You see what happened? A guy got in my cab and I got the meter going the wrong way, see? So when I got into his destination, I had to give him $10 and a half. Then he got mad because it wouldn't give him a tip. Well, let's see. Well, what do you know? The last passenger just left the bottle in the back seat. Better throw it out of there. Well, that was a dumb thing to do. I guess I better back the car up and clean that glass off of the street there. Funny, it was along here somewhere. There it is. I've been driving around all day and I've only picked up 2 passengers. Maybe I ought to stop cruising around the cemetery, huh? Uh-oh, there's one of them polka dot cabs cruising in my territory. So I'll fix him, or I will. Wonder if I hurt his rear fender. Nope, it's still there, hanging from his radiator cap. Oh, he's coming over here. I'd better hide.
What's the big idea? What are you, a moron?
Yes, and here's my lodge ring to prove it. I couldn't help it. It was an accident. You stopped right in front of me.
But you were driving down the wrong side of a street.
Well, I'm mighty happy to hear you admit that it was your fault.
Let me see your driver's license.
Here it is. And it's just for driving taxi cabs. See, I'm too reckless to drive a car.
Get out of that cab.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you've won the company's Distinguished Service ribbon.
Well, not that I know of.
Well, then what is that ribbon you wear?
Well, I don't know. Stop by the hog show, maybe I won something. That's not a ribbon. I got a rip in my coat. My red underwear is showing through. Now, I don't want any trouble with you, fellas.
Well, okay, but from now on, you watch where you're going. Just look at that thing you're driving.
Well, it ain't bad. It used to be a convertible until one day I pressed the button to put the top down, and the top stayed up and the car collapsed.
Why don't you work for the good cab company?
Well, there are reasons why I don't work for the good cab company.
What are the reasons?
Oh, I don't know, but they told me it's a good cab company.
Why don't you get a new cab?
Yeah.
That thing you're driving's too old. Look at that windshield. Made out of glass.
Now, look, wise guy, just for that, I'm going to let all the air out of your tires. I'll fix you, brother. Yeah, how do you like that? I'll show you a thing or two, brother. Yeah. That O'Connor ain't here. He could read a moisturized commercial.
That wasn't very smart of you to do, let the air out of my tires. Because you're going to blow them right back up again.
Who's to me? I can't. I ain't got no lungs.
What makes you breathe?
Burlap bags.
All right, come on your knees. Stop launching a man to them tires.
You will get off my back. I ain't going to run away. How many pounds do you carry in these things?
Never mind. Just keep puffing. You ain't anywhere near the danger point.
Okay. You're the old bird, ain't I?
Just for that, I'm going to hit you so hard it'll unlace your shoes.
Oh, well, I'd like to see you hit me and unlace my shoes. You see, wise guy? Button shoes.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture. factor stands for the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rowley 903 is unlike any Rowley cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new. All new. New blend. New freshness. New taste.
And remember this about the new Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government. Prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rowley 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rowley Cigarette Orchestra play the current hit, Sonata. Sonata. Chapter 3, Junior and the Taxi Cab. When children ride in a cab, the drivers make with the gas. Because if the kid thinks on his own, you may never get home, but find yourself at the morgue on a slab.
Will you send the taxi cab right away?
Tell him I'm
the address is 10440.
Yeah,
Junior, get your coat on while I get my purse.
Okay, warden. Oh, boy. Now, while she's out of the room, I think I'll do a little telephoning while I'm waiting.
Hello?
Hello. This is your department store. We can deliver you a new stove, a new ice box, and a bathtub, and free packages of bubble gum today.
Oh, no!
The telephone is my new secret weapon.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, all ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody at the door. I will go. Let's do it. Don't start. You go.
No.
See?
Yes, but next time when you say, I will go, don't step on my shoelaces, will you?
What got into you?
I don't know, but I sure wish I could get it patented. I know that.
Did you phone for a cab, lady?
Yes.
Hey, come on, Junior.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Where to, please?
A burlesque show.
Junior!
I don't know what it means. I thought that's what you say to a taxi cab driver. I don't know. I picked it up from Grandpa. Drive us through the Hitchin Post Theater, will
no.
you?
No. Drive to the Opera House.
The Opera?
You'll enjoy it, Junior. They're performing Lohengrin.
Well, I thought maybe they was doing a chalking and a hugging in Italian. here comes Mr. Fowler, that guy with the Quonset built over there. Hello, Mr. Fowler. We're going to the show.
Opera.
Show.
Opera.
Show. Show we going to the opera. Send me to Georgia and call me a governor.
Oh, good. Well, may I ride with you? I have tickets, too.
Why, you have tickets, too.
Get in. I didn't recognize you without Jack Dempsey. Here, watch out where you're sitting, Fatso, will you? Goodness, I don't want to be sniffed out at my early age. Boy, you really fat, ain't you? I bet this cab's bow-legged by now.
Junior, hold your tongue.
Okay. It's moisturized.
You folks ready?
Oh, hello, Junior.
Hello.
Are you folks by chance going to the Opera House?
No, we're not. No.
Junior, we are too. Get in, my dear.
Yeah, get in. Pick up everybody. Goodness. I never get to see. I go anywhere. I always got to stand up. Everybody gets to sit down with me. I never get to sit down. Everybody.
We can make room.
I know, but nobody
Junior.
Ever gets to
quiet.
You yelled at me.
You sit on that little seat up there.
Oh, no, I'm not sitting on that thing. That's the kind that folds up on the wall, boy. And I may be a goner forever. You go away and leave me in that chair. I wish I'd have stayed home, my God.
Now sit still.
Can I talk to the cab driver?
No.
You let me talk to that cab driver or I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a bearded lady with a circus.
I was never the bearded lady.
Oh, no?
No.
Here, Queenie, here's your wager.
What are you trying to do, ruin my act? Oh, dear.
So nervous. Hey, cab driver, what's this thing here?
Oh, that's a taxi meter.
Really? I bet you pick up so many dead beaches and flies at half-mast, don't you? Hey, does it work?
Sure it works.
Oh, you dreamer, you. Hey, careful, there's a stop street there. Careful, the lights. Careful, the lady with the suitcase there. I get so nervous when other people
drive. Are you going by the railroad station?
I'm sorry, but I've got a load.
No, you get away. Goodness, I never get a seat no how. They're going to pick up everybody, why don't you?
Well, would it be all right with you folks? I have to catch a train.
Is it all right with you folks, sir?
Well, certainly we can always make room for a charming lady.
Oh, you wolf, you. Hey, driver, make this into an open-air cab and we can see a widow drool in the sun.
Junior, what's your manners?
Yeah, here, let me help you, lady. I will carry your pocketbook for you.
Junior, remember what I told you about panhandling.
Yes, but I don't like your way. I make more mine.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, old Fatso here, he takes up a lot of space, you know. He ain't seen inside of a telephone booth for years, you know.
Move over, Junior. This is not true.
I'd make some room if I had a pin, boy.
Oh, no. You wouldn't jab anyone. You're just kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all.
Very kind of you to let me share your cab.
Oh, yes?
Here, please take us $5 for your trouble.
Oh, no, I can't accept it.
Oh, no, we can't accept it.
Why not?
It's not enough. Why, it wouldn't pay for Grandma's living for one day.
Oh, where do you live?
Santa Anita.
Dear, at times I wonder if the stork did have our house on the blacklist.
Yes.
You know, I have a little boy.
You guys?
Uh-huh. He's a perfect little gentleman.
Do tell.
Just like you.
You want to bet? Hey, can that grandma, can I ride up in the front with the driver?
No, Junior.
No, we'll be getting out soon.
Well, yes, here, play with my watch or something.
Why is everybody so afraid I'm going to ride up there with the driver?
I wonder.
Vernon, he's getting that faraway look.
Oh, don't worry. I know when he's up to something.
If I was up in the front here, I could blow the horn. Might even try out the brakes or something. Grandma.
No!
It's warm in here. Shall we open the window?
Well, it has the automatic control from the front.
Oh, yes. Driver, could you crack this window, please?
Yeah, let me do it.
Junior, why did you do such a stupid thing?
Well, wait, let's back up and pick up the sound.
I hope I made an impression on you.
No, you did. I got so many impressions on me. I look like Grumman's lobby, I guess.
You broke my arm, Grandma.
Hey, Mr. Fowler, she broke my arm.
Well, maybe you won't be able to get my cookie jar anymore.
Oh. Hey, lady, you know that my grandma just broke my arm?
So I heard.
Well, there's no sympathy in this group, is there?
Did she really break your arm?
Never mind, it's healed up now. Boy, this will give John Cosby something to write about. It's not like letting that guy in the business.
Stop squirming around.
Well, I got it, but I got no place to sit down.
Let the boy get up here with me.
Oh, all right. Junior, go ahead.
Is it all right?
Certainly.
I mean, you realize what you're saying.
Get up there, Junior, but don't touch anything.
Trusting old soul, ain't you? Okay, kiddo.
Don't call me kiddo. I'm 45 years older than you are.
45? You remember when Pike was a pimple. I'm going up in front. Boy, this cab is so crowded, it'd be a great spot for a hamburger stand, wouldn't it? A hamburger stand.
Here, I'll help you through the window.
Yeah, okay.
Careful, you don't set my meter off.
Okay, boy. This is going to be very interesting, you know. It's going to be fun.
I think I'll get out at the next corner.
All right, lady. I'll have to turn off this street.
Yeah. Hey, what you looking for?
To see if there's anything back of me. You look out and see if there's anything coming on that side.
No, there's nothing coming but a big bus, but you can make it if you hurry. No poke. Well, turn off the meter. You can't charge it for riding on a bus, you know.
Remember, we'll all be back at the next visit at the same time. Until next visit, then, this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. And on behalf of the safety group, we remind you not to smoke in bed, not even a Raleigh. Thanks for listening.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keep home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Scout is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.